Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hello, 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 my neighborly neighbors. It's your friendly neighborhood Garbled Twistery podcaster. And currently, we are in the middle of looking at vice principal candidates for the good old 1820 election. And who is next in this riveting series of reveals? Why, it's some nobody named Richard Stockton. Wait. Is he really a nobody? Is he actually VP material in disguise? Let's find out. So, Richard Stockton was born in New Jersey. Insert obligatory wah-wah joke here. His dad was also named Richie Rich and was one of the people who signed that crazy independence breakup song. But yeah, our Richie Rich was, well, Richie Rich, so he was getting private tutored all day, and then when he was all grown and stuff, he graduated from his local New Jersey college. Princeton. And then, much like almost every other prissy rich dude we've talked about, he learned how to do lawyer stuff, successfully did the limbo, and started his own New Jersey law offices or whatever. But enough on that. How did this schmuck get into government anyway? Well, honestly, he started off as a substitute teacher, like some senator dude named Frederick Anderson was retiring, and Richie Stockton replaced him. And he must have really felt like a substitute teacher the whole time, because he didn't run for re-election or whatever. I guess it was because he was busy trying to be the governor of New Jersey. Yeah, he tried to do that 3 times in a freaking row. And failed. Guess he'll have to settle for a generic Congress seat, and he did. But once again, Richie was too lazy to try and run a re-election campaign for even that. I'm sensing a pattern here. I mean, the only other barely interesting thing this dude did was join the Anti-Aquarium Society. I know, what a snore fest. Who in their right mind would think someone with such a terrible work ethic is vice president material? Whatever. Let's talk about his love life. Was Richie too lazy to get one of those? Oh, apparently not. He married one of the many, many Marys and had like 9 children. No wonder he can't run any election campaigns. He's raising 9 children? I don't get it. Why do people think he's vice president material? He's clearly too busy for all that. These Federalists need to get it together or whatever. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, churros, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garbled Twistery, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the current bonus I'm working on is about trading all the cards in. Sounds like a good time, doesn't it? Anyways, next time, we're doing a quick check-in with the first and last and only Democrat-Republican VP candidate. He's the reigning vice champion, Danny D. Tompkins. See you next time.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Frederick Yenderson